Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormis Vatakia. It's the final trading day of the month of September and also the start of a very important week for the markets. An important week for multiple reasons and also because of the concerns on the geopolitical front are on the rise. The tensions between Israel, Hezbollah, Iran and Lebanon continue to mount in the Middle East. And that entire conflict keeps the oil prices, which were on a downtrend and recently on some recovery mode as well, back in the spotlight. And there has been some bit of recovery, as I said, from lower levels as well, and that should keep the oil sensitives in focus, with the oil marketing companies having rallied over 6% on Friday. Now today is also the final trading day of the quarter, and starting tomorrow we'll see companies starting to put out business updates for how the quarter has been for them business wise, and all eyes will be on the banking sector and their updates. That's also because it has been the Nifty Bank that has outperformed in the second half of the September series, surging over 3,000 points in a matter of days and scaling new peaks in the process. Now there were also concerns over the growth in deposits for banks, and these quarterly updates will be proof of how lenders have fared this time around and whether these concerns are justified. Now, another worrisome factor is the rising credit card defaults, is what newspaper reports are suggesting, and that should also keep the lenders in the spotlight over asset quality concerns. Now, a combination of all of these factors, along with some routine profit booking, could also be the reason why the Nifty Bank underperformed on Friday, falling 1% or over 550 points. Now, that also ensured that the Nifty bulls took a bit of a breather, and the index snapped a 6-day winning streak in the process. Today is also a big day for two stocks, Trent and Bharat Dynamics, as these two will begin trading as part of the Nifty 50 today. Trent will become the sixth Tata Group company to be included in the 50 stock benchmark after TCS, Tata Motors, Titan, Tata Steel and Tata Consumer Products. The stock has been a phenomenal wealth creator in the last 12 to 18 months, and you can read more about Trent on our website cnbctv18.com. Another factor to watch out for next week will be the all-important jobs data from the US on the 4th of October. US markets have continued to rally post that Fed rate cut, with the Wall Street indices also posting a third straight weekly gain. But the pace of the rally appears to be slowing down now, courtesy the underperformance of the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ on Friday. A stock to keep on your radar today is going to be the Bombay Stock Exchange, or BSE, after the revision in transaction charges that were made. And starting today, transaction fees, actually starting tomorrow, which is the 1st of October, transaction fees for Sensex and BankEx options will be revised to 3,250 rupees per crore of premium value turnover. Similar changes have been made by the NSE as well, and a detailed explainer for you is up on our website. Multiple pharma stocks will be in focus today. Apollo Hospitals is one of them, who sold its 16.9% stake in Apollo HealthCo to Rasmeli for 2,475 crore rupees, bringing its stake down to 78% from 94% earlier. Lupin's Pithampur unit has been issued 3 observations by the US FDA. Biocon's Bengaluru unit has been issued 4 observations. Jubilant Pharmova, the Canada unit of the company, has been classified as official action indicated, or an OAI, by the regulator. Now, and Zydus as well, that will be in focus because it has received approval for the enzalutamide capsules, which are used in the treatment of patients with metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer. Now, keep an eye out on Wellspun Corp as well, which has emerged as the lowest bidder for a BMC contract worth nearly 2,000 crore rupees. So keep that on your radar. There are no stocks in the F&O band today because it's the start of a new series. And we'll also see if there is a reaction on PB FinTech, as the stock has been correcting since the management decided to foray into the hospitals business. They told CNBC TV 18 at an event on Friday that there is no reconsideration of this plan and that it is a necessity for the middle class currently. An important update: if you are a Western Railway commuter, there will be a mega block between Goregaon and Kandivali on the intervening nights tonight and on tomorrow's day as well. There have been a list of trains issued that will be cancelled by the Western Railway, and that entire list can be accessed on cnbctv18.com as well. Now that's all for today. We wish you a happy trading day, and of course, for the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and cnbctv18.com. Thank you so much for tuning in.